You ever see people driving down the highway and one of the wheels is the cheap spare tire, you know? Like that little donut thing. And you know instantly by looking at their car and just seeing what a mess they are that they've been driving on that spare for quite some time. And as soon as that spare goes, you know, it's over, right? Because they don't have a spare for the spare. Well, that car, it's a metaphor for America under Joe Biden. America is like a car riding on not just one spare tire, but four spare tires. All the spares are going bad. It's on the verge of failure. And even worse, the people driving it don't know how to change the tire. They don't know anything about changing tires or fixing a tire, putting a plug in a tire, you know, to stop an air leak. They don't know anything about tire pressure. They don't have a tire inflator with them, nor do they have even a bicycle pump, which you can use in an emergency to pump up a car tire. The pressure is not even that high, like 35 pounds, you know. Car tires have less pressure than bicycle tires. Did you know that? So, yeah, you can use a bicycle pump to pump up car tires. I don't travel without one, in fact, but whatever. The point is that America is, it's like a broken down car. It's all dented up. The emissions controls are all shot. The windshield's all cracked. People can barely see. And like one side of the car is dragging. The tailpipe is hanging down, hitting the road, sparking a little bit, you know. The driver is stoned or medicated or just demented, you know, in the case of Biden. Like, this is what America has actually come to under the Biden administration. It is a wreck. And it's a wreck that is about to just totally collapse. Like, they've never changed the oil on it. You know, the infrastructure of the car engine is completely shot, right? Even the spare tires have no more tread left on them, you know. It's burning oil, right? Something's wrong with the engine. One of the pistons has gone bad, and smoke is coming out from under the hood. The coolant is running low, and there's a leak in the radiator. It's just on and on. Like, that's what America is today. And if you don't believe me, just go hang out in downtown Seattle or Portland or any blue city, frankly. Just go visit the tent cities, look at the homelessness and the addicts just everywhere. And look at the crime and the looting and the rape and even all the retailers moving out of town, like Walmart moving out of Portland. No more Walmarts in Portland. Too much crime. And it's not just, even in this metaphor, it's not just that the car is all broken down and the engine's all jacked up and the transmission is about to go. It's that there's nobody left to even repair the car. Nobody remembers how. Nobody's got the skill set. Nobody can find the tools or even the spare parts because the supply chain is completely wrecked. Right? Nobody even wants to work. There's not even a mechanic who wants to work on the car. America has become just so apathetic among the masses. They have no desire to defend their freedoms, even to defend their families, their lives. You got parents taking kids to drag queen story time. What are they thinking? Like, this is a great experience for a 2-year-old, you know? Babies in diapers, and look, the performer also wearing diapers. It's the same thing. Parents are insane. What do you even do in a country like this, other than, I guess, just wait for the collapse, which, in a sense, is what we're doing. But we're not waiting, we're preparing. So maybe I should say, prepare for the collapse, because it's coming. Anybody out there talking positive news right now, even anybody running for office, even Trump, right? Trump said he's going to build, what was it, like a dozen new utopia cities or something once he's president. He's going to have the federal government pay for these new cities. That sounds like a nightmare to me. I don't know what he's talking about. You want to live in a government-run 20-minute city where the government pays for everything and you're a resident, you're not allowed to have a car, everything's provided for you, and the federal government runs the place? Again, sounds like hell. What is Trump talking about? It sounds like FEMA Region 6, you know, or whatever. It sounds like the Hunger Games. You know, Region 12. But anybody trying to talk positive right now, like, we can rebuild this, you know, right away. not without the collapse first. Not without the collapse. Because you don't have the culture to rebuild from. You don't have the work ethic. You don't have the ethics to rebuild from. You don't even have the reason and rationality. You know, half our country believes that men can have babies. They're insane. It's not just, you know, mass mental illness, right? It's everywhere in this country. And it's not just, I wouldn't say that the trans people alone who think, like, let's say a man who thinks they're a woman, I wouldn't say that they're mentally ill as much as the people who believe that a man can become a woman. They are mentally ill. They are the truly mentally ill. Now, yeah, somebody, a man who thinks they're a woman, you know, probably could use some counseling and some help and some effort to eliminate confusion. You know, gender confusion or gender dystopia or what have you. Or maybe they were just exposed to gender bender chemicals. Maybe they're just a victim of chemical pollution, right? Maybe they're not insane. They're just, their hormones are all jacked up because of the exposure to the toxins. But people outside of that who think that men can become women, they are insane. And that's about half the country. So there's no saving America until after some kind of collapse or reset or reboot or whatever that looks like. The government won't even be around. I mean, not as it currently exists. Society won't look the same at all. It won't even be the United States of America. It'll be something different. I mean, it's going to change dramatically. The currency won't be the dollar, for example, because the dollar is history. Anyway, here we are watching the highway and all the broke down cars and just wondering, you know, how much longer can this go on? And I don't have the answer for that. I don't know for sure. But I do know that we need to be prepared. So definitely get prepared. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.